Tuesday, 31 May 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So glad you tuned into the Calvary Hour. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We welcome you to the broadcast today. This broadcast is sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church located in New Bern, North Carolina. We're in a tremendous series. My heart has been so blessed in sharing the Word of God with you. And God is challenging me now as we're not only in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, but over in Hebrews chapter 5. Father, do bless us with thy word. Speak to my heart and the hearts of all of our listeners, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As the Apostle Paul called the love of God a more excellent way, and Peter referred to it as above all things, so we have been looking, especially in 1 John 4 and 1 Corinthians chapter 13, these two chapters that are given to the primarily to the topic of the love of God, agape love, of that which comes from our triune God. And by the way, it cannot come from anywhere else. You cannot generate this. This is not the type of love that men have for love. That's phileo. That's the love of the brethren. We get the word Philadelphia from this, the city of brotherly love. But no, we're speaking about that love that emanates from God, that comes from God, that we can return back to Him, by the way, because the Bible says we love Him because He first loved us, but also we can extend this love to others. Jesus Christ said, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another." Now, the Apostle Paul, speaking about the fulfilling of Scripture and our spiritual childhood and our spiritual adulthood when we become mature, he writes in 1 Corinthians 13, by the Spirit of God, "And Father, do bless us now. And oh God, may we not be too proud and too vain to listen and to hear and to receive and to apply this scripture to our own hearts and lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen." He said, "When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things." Now, you can apply this to our spiritual lives, dear friend. There is no exception to this. When we first come to know Christ as our Savior, we're saved. We are saved as we'll ever be, but we're not as mature in the Lord as we'll ever be. We are babes in Christ. We have to start out with the milk, the more simple things of God's Word. And by the way, there's enough milk and enough meat in these 66 books that make up the precious Word of God to feed us all the days of our life, to bring us through our childhood and to bring us into adulthood, to bring us in that transition in between as we continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as far as I'm concerned, we never get to the place where we have topped off spiritually. We never get to the place where we can say, "Well, I know it all, and I don't need to go back and study the Word of God. I don't need to feed on the Word of God." Listen, I'm quite an old man now, and unfortunately weigh more than I should weigh. But you know what I'm doing? Most every day I eat. There's hardly a day goes by that I don't eat. You know why? Because I need strength. I need nourishment, dear friend. And by the way, I like to eat. I enjoy eating. Now, I don't just eat to live. And by the way, I don't just live to eat either. But I thank the Lord for an appetite, and I thank the Lord for being able to eat. Many years ago, we had a dear man in our church, and because of his health, he was on such a strict diet. All he could eat basically was rice with basically no flavor, no salt in it anyway. And he said words to the effect, he was a very wise man. We were talking one day, and he said words to the effect when he was young and poor. You know, he didn't have the money to buy things that he would like to eat. But he said, "Now I have the money, I can buy whatever I want, but I cannot eat it because of my health." I'll tell you, it's wonderful to have an appetite and be able to satisfy that appetite. And that not only is true in the physical realm, that is true in the spiritual realm as well. May we look to the Lord to enable us that we hunger and thirst after righteousness. I don't think it needs a lot of comment to say that our old nature has some real appetites, does it not? Boy, our old nature hungers and thirsts for the things of this world, for the things of the flesh, but that's not true with our new nature. And by the way, when we get saved, we don't become spiritual schizophrenics, but we do have two natures. Away the old nature we still have, but God gives us a new nature. We know something about the appetites of the old nature. We know a whole lot about the appetites of the old nature. But dear friend, we want to cultivate and satisfy the appetites of the new nature, that we indeed hunger and thirst after righteousness, that we hunger and thirst after the precious Word of God. Now here's what the Spirit of God wrote through the writer of Hebrews here. For when the time, Hebrews 5:12, for when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. This, I know I have repeated this a number of times, but dear friend, this is so true. We can be growing in grace, and then for whatever reason, always it's some type of sin, I'll assure you of that, but we regress in our lives. And I'll tell you something else. I have found that our spiritual lives, battling in our spiritual life, there are many different battle fronts. There are many different areas of our lives that we need to grow in. And you know, there are some areas that we might grow pretty well in and neglect the others. Now, you know as well as I do, the devil is real. He's a real adversary. He goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And where do you think he's going to attack us? Do you think he's going to attack us where we're stronger? Or do you think he will attack us where we're weaker? Now, we ought to be strong in doctrine. There's no question about that. We ought to be strong in practice as well. But you know, if we don't watch ourselves, we will neglect some vital area of our life. Let me just give you an illustration. Well, we want to be strong, we want to be true, and that's the way we should be. So here we are, and we're studying the Word of God, we're teaching the Word of God, we're preaching the Word of God. But somebody comes along, and they say something to us that hurts our pride or hurts our feelings. Now, if we don't watch out, we'll let that throw us into a spiritual nosedive. I have loved flying ever since I can remember, and I am a licensed pilot right now. Due to some of my health constraints, I have to revert to a sport pilot status. I hope that's going to change back again, but I'll assure you this, one of the things that you have to always be careful about is that you don't stall while you're flying. I don't care what kind of equipment you have in an airplane. If you stall and if you go into a spin, there is a spin that we call a graveyard spin. And if you don't watch yourself, it'll take you right into the ground. Brother Jack Hunt, who is the director of Mission Aerial Services here, he has quite a few useful quotes. And one of his quotes is this, that he said, one of the commandments of flying is, verily thou shalt maintain thine airspeed, for if you do not, the ground shall arise and smite thee. Well, now there may be some humor. There's a world of truth in that. If you stall, you hopefully have enough altitude you can recover from it. But sometimes people do not. They go into a spin, they crash, and they die. Now, spiritually speaking, the same thing can happen. If we don't watch ourselves, somebody will say something to us. It will hurt our feelings. It will hurt our pride. And we might be strong doctrinally. We might be strong morally. But here is a weak area in our lives. Brother Dwight Williams, our associate pastor, he has a tremendous quote as well. He said, if you want to know whether you have a servant's heart or not, see how you respond when somebody treats you like a servant. Wow, there's a lot of practicality there, is there not? If you want to know whether you have a servant's heart, see how you respond when someone treats you as a servant. Oftentimes, somebody treats us like we're somebody. We get along with that all right. But if we get treated like we're nobody, we can find that hard to believe. And our mind can just become obsessed with whatever it is that has hurt us or disappointed us or has injured us, quote, end quote, in some way. Well, it's time for us to close this broadcast. And God willing, we'll come back to it on our next time together. In the meantime, I trust our Lord be pleased to make each of us a channel of His blessing. And may we indeed seek to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. May we be faithful to daily read His Word, spend time in prayer, and seek to serve Him. Been good to be with you again. May the Lord be pleased to bring us back together again for the next broadcast.